open, wide as the sky. We lift you high, we lift you high, and the hearts open. God, we lift your name high. Let all the other names fade away. Have your way, Jesus. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Hands up, hearts open, wide as the sky. We lift you high. We lift you high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as we cry. Lord, we lift your name high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as the sky. We lift you high. We lift you high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. 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 Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, all together wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth, you created, all for love's sake became poor. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. We'll never know how much it costs to see our sins upon that cross. We'll never know how much it costs to see our sins upon that cross. We'll never know how much it costs to see our sin upon that cross. We'll never know how much it costs to see our sin upon that cross. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, worthy, wonderful to me. You're altogether lovely, worthy, holy, faithful, you're wonderful to me. Let all the other names fade away. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. 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 Father, we bow down. We lift our hands up to you, Father. We surrender all, and we say completely yes to your will, O God. And we say, Lord.
Good morning. This is Denise Brown, Kennesaw, Georgia. And I am just so happy to be on this call this morning. God bless all of you.
Praise God. God bless you, Denise. And I heard Char out there. Good morning and bless. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We welcome you here into our presence, oh God. We seek you first, Father, in your kingdom and your righteousness, Father. We thank you that you are our shepherd and that we shall not want. We thank you that you know the plans that you have for each and every single one of us. And we thank you, Lord, that your love is unconditional and that your love saturates us forever. And so we welcome your presence and your spirit and your power to fall upon us here on the Master's Call. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, and we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for their yes, God. And we thank you, God, for enriching and empowering and enhancing lives as they call into this number each and every single day, Father. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, Father. We thank you for Artist Life and for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for every distributor, past, present, and future, Father. We just thank you what you're doing in this new season, oh God. And we just surrender ourselves to you, God, that you would have your way in us and through us, Father. And that your light will continue to shine brightly through us into the world, Father. And so we just say, Lord, that you bless the speaker as they would come forth, that we would be open to hear what you say through them, that we will receive the spoken word that will be spoken to us, Father. And we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and all the praise as all the other names fade away. And we know that it is you, Jesus, that you are our blessed assurance. And these things I decree and declare in Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Psalmist, prayer warrior, Minister Tiffany. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, prayer general, Minister Evangelist Brenda Henry Terrell, the platform is yours. I pass the torch over to you.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Minister Tiffany, you definitely have me in a worshipful spirit this morning. Let all the other names fade away at that name Jesus. Take your place here in this sanctuary, O Lord. Praise God, praise God. We thank God for you bringing us before the presence of the Lord this morning. I thank God for another opportunity just to uplift his holy and righteous name. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and in this worshipful atmosphere, we welcome you to the Master's Call. A little bit about this call. It started back in 2010 with our dynamic, phenomenal women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and with their yes, they stood on God's word, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission is definitely to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we have a website, which is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. You'll see all messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. Our theme for this year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. You might want to be a part of this awesome team that we have here, phenomenal men and women who just dedicate their time to serve before the Lord. And this ministry is definitely to enrich and enhance and empower, and you can be a part of it as a greeter, a host, or you may even have a word that you might want to share. And you can do so by sending us your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info at themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa, yours truly will contact you. Now, for most part, most of us have come together through this phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family, over 30 years ago, and we're under the umbrella of Artist Life, where Alejandro and Elvia Diaz de Leon have taken the torch and brought this company to where it is today, and it is definitely growing with leaps and bounds with phenomenal leaders. Get with the person that invited you to the call today, and they'll be more than happy to share with you more information about that. And with that, we have the morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call that will give you vital information about the health and wellness products. We always start off the week with Inspirational Monday, and today on that call will be the host of our phenomenal Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and the speaker will be our awesome, one of our TMC warriors as well, Pastor Everett Thomas. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Well, I tell you, I'm getting ready to get out of the way because starting this Monday, I know that we have a great word that's going to come forth from this awesome woman of God. She's definitely no stranger to this call because she is one of our co-founders. She is a woman of God who stands firmly on his word, and she teaches, she preaches, she empowers people. She is a counselor. She is a intercessor. I tell you, we can go on until next week, and we still have some things to say about this woman of God. She has a successful 12-year-plus career as an industrial engineer. She is an author who has started many phases with ministry. She has been around the country as well as around the world. She is a woman of God who is a caregiver for her wonderful mother, Mother Josie. She is a woman who is our Mother Eagle. I'm talking about none other than the one and only Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon from Prairie View, Texas. We love and appreciate her, and we want to hear from her this morning. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for that warm, heartfelt introduction. I absolutely send back mega love to you and appreciate all you do for the Master's Call and for our Artist Life family. And a big buckets of love also going out to the one and only, yes, the first original songbird, our beloved minister, Tiffany Lauderdale. Thank you for double duty this morning and just doing what you do with such a spirit of excellence. I tell you, we could never get all this done every morning with a heartfelt power and praise that we have been allowed to enjoy without these dynamic women, these prayer warriors, this team that comes on every morning, every weekday morning. And I keep getting excited because I'm so humbled by God that also on this line is our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, now out there in Simi Valley, California, who we started this journey. October 25th will be 10 years. God has allowed us to have this platform and this place, and it truly is the Master's Call. So good morning to our entire Master's Call family. Thank each and every one of you for pressing, for coming out to be a part of this call. Every morning, every time I scroll up and down this board and see so many new names and numbers, literally from all around the world, I am humbled, and we know we couldn't do it without you. Our heart, our desire is to always have you encounter Jesus when you are on this call. So thank you for being a part of it. I trust each and every one of you had a safe July 4th weekend. To God be the glory. We, on this past Friday, gave a little history about what the July 4th holiday is So we want to continue. Sorry, Thursday, I think I came on and gave the history. So this morning there is a word from the Lord, and I just thank Minister Tiffany for setting the atmosphere in her worship and song and her prayer. We're going to continue talking about chosen by God. Chosen by God, his special possession. And if you're anywhere near your sword, your word, your Bible, I'm coming from 1 Peter 2, the 9th verse, that second book of Peter, 1 Peter 2, the second chapter, I should say, the 9th verse. And I'm going to read from the New Living Translation that says, "But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. And as a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light." Last time we were together, I talked about how excited we are to celebrate the honor, the life, the light, and the legacy of this great country. We turned 244 years old on Saturday. We're honored to be a part of this artist life company, the true journey of our founder, Antonio Diaz de Leon. Over 31 years, I'm personally excited. This July 31st, I will have been with this company 12 years, establishing government, 12 years. I've been blessed to be a part truly of the best health and wellness company ever, with products that truly, as our prayer general says, are the best on this side of heaven. And then I challenge each one of you, because we all have a journey, a story, a legacy of life experiences that we should be sharing to encourage someone. And true mentorship, which is just an old excited way for the true word of discipleship, true mentoring. We have all these new motivational life coaching things. It's all it is, if it's in its true best form. It's true discipleship is you, yes, sharing your strengths, but also being transparent in your weaknesses. What are you saying, Dr. V? All of us with feet of clay have missed it sometimes with our deep, wonderful, anointed, blessed selves. All of us have gone astray, have been kind of cool and sometimes cold when we should have been hot and on fire. And if we're truly encouraging others, we'll be honest. Yes, rejoicing on those mountaintop experiences, but being so transparent about those valley experiences. I love to remind you all, see, I'm here in Texas, and we know the best fruit, the juiciest fruit, the roundest, plumpest fruit comes from the valley. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, don't fear any evil, because our God is with us. All of us can share even how this COVID-19 has affected and truly changed our lives since March. And it still is very unsure of what the future truly holds. And as we honor ourselves of just having life, we also are reminded that we all, those who call ourselves Christians, we must strive to stop and let the reflection of God's word shine brightly in us and through us and our lives each and every day. So this morning, let's talk a little bit about this book named after the Apostle Peter. You know, the radical one, the one who was a fisherman, the one who was always bold and would step out, sometimes with more bronze than brains, but a heart for Christ. And the one who, was the cussing fisherman who will cut off the soldiers' ears that Jesus had to put on, full of zeal, but sometimes wisdom was running to catch up. Most scholars believe, that Peter, that book was written around A.D. 64, meaning 64 years after the death of our Lord and Savior. Now, the basic theme of 1 Peter is, what is the proper response to Christian suffering? What is the proper response to Christian suffering? And we are all suffering now. Life has changed. We'll never go back to the normal we knew before March of 2020. We knew that this was a new year. We knew this was a new decade, but we didn't really realize the depth of how God would put the whole globe on, I call it, Holy Ghost house arrest. Yes, every nation, tribe, and creed has been put on lockdown by God. Don't tell me my God is not in control. When I hear folks say that, I said, okay, you may call her Raging Rona. You may have to learn to respect Miss Rona, but Rona has spoken loud and has made her way known over 127, I think we're up to 129, untimely death departures here just in America. And we want to talk as believers, what is the proper scriptural response to suffering? I talked last time, and I said Peter addresses this epistle to strangers in a world that is growing increasingly hostile to believers, to Christians. These believers are beginning to suffer because of their stand for Christ. Now, we ain't suffering because somebody didn't speak to you last week or didn't invite you to the last get-together or call out your name when they were acknowledged others. That's not the kind of suffering we're talking about. We're talking about show enough losing some of their lives as they suffer because of their stand for Christ. And Peter uses this letter to give them counsel and comfort by stressing the reality of their living hope in the Lord. See, we have a lot of four-letter cuss words, but this is a good four-letter word, hope. Hope. I've talked many times about holding on to the possibilities every day of what hope in Christ can bring. By standing firm in the grace of God, we'll be able to endure these fiery trials, knowing that there is a divine purpose behind our pain. So this scripture by itself sounds so noble and lofty, so uplifting, so edifying. It sounds so complimentary, full of being chosen. We all like to be chosen in a higher select class. It makes those elect sound so royal and regal, being called priests, those full of promise, designed and destined for prominence and power. It even makes some of us stick our Holy Ghost chest out when Peter calls us chosen. It makes you feel you are the selected of the most specially selected. But again, as I said last time we were together, the true backdrop of this book was written by Apostle Peter in response to the news of the growing opposition, the true growing persecution to the believers in Asia Minor, the hostility and suspicion that was mounting against the Christians in the empire. They were being reviled and abused for their lifestyles and subversive talk about another kingdom. We're all on this line as believers, kingdom builders. And Christianity has not yet received, at that time, the official Roman ban here in America that 244 years was birthed so that we could worship our God freely. And often when you say a hallelujah or thank you, Lord, folks looking at you sideways. Oh, this morning we're talking about I'm chosen by God and I'm his special possession. Let's focus again on three major principles. I think I started on the first one. Principle number one, when God chooses you, he's already pre-qualified you. Yes, yes, when God chooses you, he has already pre-qualified you. Everything we need is in the house. This morning, lay hands on your own belly. Lay hands on your own stomach to endure suffering. Yes, he has. He's already pre-qualified you to endure long suffering to succeed. In other words, all the parts needed are included in the package, because the paraclete's in there, the Holy Ghost, your protector, provider, your God. It just needs the things inside of you. Just need to be assembled. You know how things come, a toy or just something comes in, the parts need to still be assembled. See, all pre-qualification and pre-qualified candidates, we come with the Holy Spirit that's here to encourage us, equips us. Jehovah Rohi, the great shepherd who guides us. Hebrews 13, that fifth verse in the 13th chapter of Hebrews, says he will never leave you or forsake you. Long-suffering is his specialty. Just like Jesus, he will persevere to fulfill the promise. And when you have been pre-qualified, all the instructions you need come with your assignment included. You know, it's called the Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. Put the time in through prayer to discover your assignment. Each and every one of us have a different assignment. We all have different fingerprints. Every snowflake, by God, is different. It may be just one or two nuances that make it different, but there's a difference. When God chooses you, he has already pre-qualified you. The blood of Jesus pre-qualifies you. So stop telling yourself and other folks, I just can't do that. If God downloaded into you, everything, all parts are included. When God chooses you, yes, it will cost you something to care about those who don't even care about themselves. Yes, it will cost you something to stand for truth, even when you have to stand alone. You know, when folks want to be politically correct instead of biblically sound, doctrinally determined to say and speak the truth in love. Yeah, you may have to say it alone. It will cost you something when your flesh and emotions want to quit, but the Holy Spirit reminds you that you are more than a conqueror and tells you to persevere and fight on. Yes, it will cost you something to face your fears and walk by faith and stay focused, firm, and faithful, like the Apostle Peter reminded them. The Word reminds us now there's a proper response and mindset to the plight of suffering as a believer. The second principle, we are royal priests, a part of a holy nation. We are royal priests, a part of a holy nation. We must see ourselves only as God sees us. And that starts with us only say what God says about us. See, in the royal priesthood, believers, every believer has the privilege and responsibility of direct access to God. In the Old Testament, the family of Aaron was designated as a priesthood to God. In the New Testament, that priesthood becomes the birthright of every believer, of every Christian, like the Old Testament counterparts. Believers, priests, have the privilege of access to God. You and I have direct access. Remember, the concept of a kingly priest is drawn from Exodus 19 and that sixth verse. Israel temporarily forfeited this privilege because of its apostasy and because of its wicked leaders that executed the Messiah. At the present time, the church is a royal priesthood. The church is a royal priesthood united with the royal priest, Jesus Christ. And remember, the church first started in homes. God had to kind of take us back to the Genesis of how he began his church. The church first begins with families. Families is the most important unit to God. And families make up churches. And sometimes we have to be reminded it's not the building, you, I. We are each individually and then corporately the church. A royal priesthood is not only a priesthood that belongs to and serves the king, but it's also a priesthood which exercises the rule. This will ultimately be fulfilled in Christ's future kingdom, discussed in 1 Corinthians 6, 1 through 4. But with privilege comes a twofold responsibility. of sacrifice and intercessory prayer. And I'm going to stop there until we come together again the next time, reminding you that we have a proper response to Christian suffering. Yes, we're going through, but we're going to keep walking it out and walk it through. First, we're going to remember when God qualifies you, when God chooses you, sorry, he has already pre-qualified you. And then secondly, we are royal priests, a part of his holy nation. And when I come together with you the third time, the next time, we'll finish that part, principle two, and go on to our third principle. All right, come on, our prayer general, Minister Brenda, back to you. Sorry, I went over.
Oh, wow, wow. Do we have to stop? Glory to God. Awesome, awesome, awesome word this morning. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. Powerful message. We are a chosen generation. Looking forward to the continuation. Thank you so much. Well, prayer warriors, we will now pray over our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the awesome God that you are. You have chosen us to be your very own. Thank you, Lord, that you adopted us into your kingdom and made us royal priests, a chosen nation. And we thank you, Father, that you have anointed each and every one of us to stand on your word. Thank you for this woman of God who have poured into us, Lord God, and we ask that you continue to pour more and more back into her vessel, O God. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in. Everything that concerns her, Lord God, minister to her needs, Father. We thank you, Father God, for strengthening her and keeping her and her mother in every area of their lives. Lord God, we thank you for every individual that's on this call. We ask that you continue to minister and just empower them in such a manner, Father God, that they stand up to say, what must I do, Lord, to continue to serve you, to please you, Father God? And Lord God, that you get all glory and you get all honor. Thank you, Father, that we humble ourselves before you as you, Father God, teach us and show us, Lord God, to stand on your word. And with that, we're saying in the name of Jesus, all those who are stricken with health challenges, we call them healed by the blood of the Lamb. Specifically, Tiffany, Father God, and Aunt Ethel, Lord God, we're lifting them up before you, and we're declaring that they are healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you for touching the bereaved families, especially the Hurst family and the Brooks family, Father, the Johnson family, and those, Father God, that many of us know, we ask that you strengthen in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing in our everyday lives. We'll be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, because truly you are the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, I tell you, powerful, powerful message that we could share with somebody today. And that playback number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 947-677-POUND. Remember, the morning motivational call is coming up next with our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I tell you, she's unstoppable, hosting. And then our Pastor Everett Thomas will be the phenomenal speaker. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. We thank you again. Minister Psalmist Al Songbird, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, for such an awesome time of worship before the Lord this morning, and then seating and greeting everyone this morning with and finishing it off with that powerful prayer. Thank you again, Dr. Vanessa, for that awesome word, and looking forward to the continuation. Would you come and close us out with the benediction?
Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. Spirit of the living God, we thank you that you're teaching us. We're learning, we're growing, we're hungry in this season of turmoil and many walking in fear as we're growing up to be your faith warriors. Teach us your proper response as we walk through this time of testing, and to be learning what it truly means to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and to endure like a good soldier to fight the good fight of faith. Let this word resonate, marinate, saturate in our spirits to understand as God's chosen people, we have a real adversary. But greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So as we leave this call, but never departing from your presence, Father God, continue to equip us. Continue to stir up the gifts of God big inside of us. Continue to remind us we are your ministers in the marketplace. And we will go out this day equipped, knowing that we're already pre-qualified because the Holy Ghost resides big inside of us. And we will, with all we do and say, give you the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be blessed and hope to hear and see many of you all on the board on the next Morning Motivational Call. Be blessed. Bye-bye.